The last week, we had the chairman of the Unconformity, Rick Snell, joining us in the studio. And today, I've got the pleasure of speaking to the artistic director, Travis Tiddy. He joins me on the phone now. Good morning, Travis.
Morning, Cameron.
Okay, now, there's been a few rumours around that, obviously, tickets have actually been sold. We've got three ticketed events have been sold. But people have been concerned that the event has actually been fully sold out. But that's not entirely true. Tell us about what's still available.
Yeah, it's good timing to be able to provide that update. We had some ticketed events go on sale yesterday, and we were just blown away by the demand for those tickets. You know, we thought there'd be interest, but to see those tickets move so quickly... you know, pretty much we followed the same ticket release process as previous years, and yeah, they just got swept up. So we did get some feedback yesterday that, they moved so quick that a lot of people missed out, and it made us realise that potentially we spoke about ticketed events and put a bit of emphasis on those when in reality we've got 75% of the program is free to access, so okay. That's the normal. Pretty much the normal structure of the festival is okay. Three quarters is free to access, and what we saw yesterday were three events that sold out. So it's we wanted to get ahead of that and try and communicate the fact that the festival is still going to be pretty good for everybody.
That's very much appreciated. Have these ticketed events sold out this quickly in previous years, or do you think people are just worried that the COVID thing with the numbers? Obviously, you have numbers that you can't go over with.
Well, it's true. There's lower capacity for some events based on COVID. You know, that's just the reality that we're dealing with. But it's also true that there's a lot more focus on this year's event than there has been in the past. So, you know, on that translated yesterday into high demand on the festival website. But it's a good problem to have in some ways.
Yeah.
We'll learn from it as well for future times when we release tickets. But there's other events still for sale. There's one called Collision, which is a huge dance performance. In a shed in Hunter Street, and that's by Taz Dance, and there's still heaps of tickets to sell for that one. So it's one of the premier works of the festival. So there's still opportunities to get into a lot of the program. And one other release that's coming up later in September is tickets to the Paragon Theatre. So we're going to announce the music program there, and okay. People will be able to buy tickets for that one when they're released.
Excellent. All right, well, there is still plenty of things happening. I believe there'll be a food festival happening in the centre of Queenstown, is that right?
Yeah, so we got a lot of feedback from the last festival to bring a lot of that food and entertainment and music back into the town centre, right into the main street. So that's something we're doing this time called Crib Road. That'll be really active, and the whole idea of that is to encourage this flow through of people into local businesses, you know, really return visitation, a lot of foot traffic. And there's projects everywhere, really. We've got projects in the old South Queenstown Primary School. We've got projects up in the industrial estate. For those projects that are on the perimeter of town, we've got a shuttle bus that loops around for free that takes people out there. So, just have a look at the program, and there's heaps to do and heaps to do for kids and families as well. So. It's still going to be a pretty bumper weekend for everybody.
Excellent. Obviously, what I love about it is the fact that it celebrates how wonderful. We've got some great artists down here. What what events excite you the most that you encourage people to go along to?
Probably the one that has really bowled us away is the Unconformity Art Trail. So this is where we work in with local gallery owners and artists who have studios. And what they do is they either get an exhibition up and running, or they'll have an open studio, and we create a separate art trail guide. So people will pull out this folded poster, which has a map of where to go. That lists 24 venues. It lists over 50 artists. It's really incredible. Like, when you think Queenstown, population of 1,800 people, has over 50 local artists involved in this trail event in particular. Like, you know, I know that Raymond Arnold and Rick Snell refer to Queenstown these days as an art mining town, not just a mining town. So,
well, it's probably true, yeah.
Yeah, and that diversity is really key to the town's future. We've felt that for a long time. So that's probably one of the ones I'm most proud about and really excited to to do, and you know what that does is encourage sales for all those artists. You know, we're getting people through the door, and hopefully they'll sell their work.
Okay, now I hope so too. Now, for people, if they want to just look at the program in advance, do they go to your website to do that?
Yep, check out theunconformity.com.au. The whole program's up there. There's a scheduler if people want to click on what they'd like to see and then save that. So all the information's on the website, and there's also physical books just floating around the West Coast that will keep stocked up until the festival date.
Yep, excellent. And the tickets that will be available eventually, they'll be up there as well?
Yeah, we'll communicate via e-news, so if people want to sign up for that on the website, and all on social media, we'll let people know when tickets for the Paragon and any other future ticket releases are put out there in the world.
Okay, well, look, we appreciate you updating us with that information there. I'm sure there'll be plenty of happy people hearing that. And it's been a pleasure to talk to you today. Thanks, Travis, for joining us.
Thanks, Cameron.
Okay, good on you. That's Travis Tiddy, the Artistic Director of the Unconformity here, happening in October here on the West Coast, as it celebrating the wonderful artists here on the West Coast. Here at 7XS, it's the West Coast Feel Good Station. Skirvo with you till 9.